What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the G30 podcast. We got a little bit of a special one with us today. We are missing the man that sort of runs the show, the guy that gets it done around these parts, Count Chalk. He's caught up doing business things, so today it's just going to be me and Timmy coming at you guys. So, how are you doing, Tim?
Not good, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm
not good. Not good? You still simping over last night, or what's up?
Yeah.
Feeling some type of way?
It was a hard one yesterday, bro.
It was tough, dude. It was a tough one watching. And I kind of want to mention something before we get into this episode. Last night at around like 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, I was a little hungry and I'm like, huh, let's go get some Canes, right? And I know that the Galaxy and Canes have like a mutual partnership. I think it's like the official food sponsor of the Galaxy. And for those that are listening and don't know, I'm currently in San Diego, so I'm thinking, hey, I'm sort of far removed from the Galaxy a little bit, and I go to Canes, and I'm like, huh, maybe I can get away from the bullshit. I get my food, I get my Canes right after the RSL loss, and there was a big, bright yellow bag that said, Vamos LA Galaxy, and that sort of stung last night a little bit more than usual, and that was that. So,
you had the cup too, huh?
Yeah, I had the cup and everything, and I'm sitting there in this jersey, and I'm just sort of like, dude, cut it with the bullshit, Canes. And more, cut it with the bullshit with the Galaxy. And I think that's a good segue, and let's get into this RSL game. So we went down relatively early, but we went down to RSL 1-0, and we're coming off 8 winless games, the Los Angeles Galaxy. And we lose to RSL 2-1. And I sort of want to get your thoughts on it, Timmy. Did you see anything in particular that you didn't like? I mean, it feels like it's been more of the same around these parts with the Galaxy these days. So
I think the main concern is that we cannot finish our plays, dude.
We can't.
Like, we create so many beautiful plays, but the fact that we can't finish them, we don't have anyone to put their foot in front and to be like, okay, I'm gonna take the final step and score it. Literally, no one's doing that. For God's sake, finally, Chicha in the second half, he got his foot behind the ball, and thank God it went past David Ochoa.
Yeah, he had a really good chance, and in the 15th minute, I think he had shot one like right past the near post. But dude, I'm honestly at this point where I'm like, I don't know who we need to employ. I don't know why Dejan isn't getting starts or getting the minutes that I feel like he rightfully deserves.
He does.
And I feel like we have, once again, more questions than answers at this point in the season. And I'm just sort of deflated, dude. We can look into the stats at that game. We had 60, if I'm not mistaken, we had 60% possession. And like, I just really don't know what to say. I feel like you can only have the ball so much. Like, Timmy, we put up 20 shots.
Yeah, dude.
20 shots. And we weren't able to get the job done. So I'm more deflated and upset than usual.
Me too, bro. It
feels like this is starting to become the normal with us, and I'm not too sure if we're settling for mediocrity. I wasn't a big fan of the lineup as well. I feel like the constant snubs that Granitzer is getting is kind of outrageous, considering he's really one of the only players that goes up and down on the pitch for those full 90 minutes. So
literally,
I don't know. I think the inclusion of Sebastian Legette, I mean, dude, he was so bad. He was so bad last night. And Depew as well. I don't know, man. I really couldn't tell you.
I thought Depew did okay. I mean, he had a couple of mistakes, but I mean, fuck, he put his balls out and literally played like he gave a crap. Even though it wasn't great, but he played like he cared. He wasn't like, you know, making silly ass mistakes, like, oh my god, bro. Koulibaly, I think that was the last strike for me with Koulibaly.
Wait, actually, never mind. Samuel started on the left. Samuel did start on the left. A little bit of negligence on my end, but we'll forget, like I said that. let's talk about that goal though in the 95th minute. Holy shit. The urge to get up and scream and yell and punch the nearest thing to me, like, it's just the epitome of a really shitty MLS wonder goal. I mean,
that was ridiculous.
I mean, to be honest, I would have been satisfied with a point. We had talked about our show looking for predictions for this RSL game, And I predicted that we would have lost, but like it felt like we shouldn't have lost that game.
No, we shouldn't.
And we shouldn't have lost that game.
And Sasha said it too. He was like, we had all the chances in the world. We dominated 90 minutes of that game. But we tend to forget, our players tended to forget that we had to play for an extra 5 minutes. And that's what got the better of us. And that's how we let that final goal go in. And I 100% agree. They forgot that they, about that extra time. And that's when that one crazy ass goal went in. I unfortunately had to go back and see it just to see it with my own eyes. Yeah. See how crazy it was, and I'm like, oh man, I'm so glad I didn't see it live. After that first goal, dude, I was done.
Timmy, I was pissed, dog. But do we want to look forward to the inevitable game we have to play against the people across town? Because they're not doing too hot either. I think we're gonna segue right into that. LAFC. Currently sitting in ninth place, and they just came off a 2-1 loss to Portland. And I don't know. They're sort of in the same situation we're in. They're doing a little bit better than us as in recent form. I mean, we've came off eight straight winless results.
Yeah.
And the last time we'd met, it was in a 3-3 draw where Dejan was able to find the mustard, to say the least. So what do we think about that, Tim? Do you think – like, are you optimistic? Any thoughts? Like, I mean, I'm at this point, Tim, where I just really don't know what to say.
I don't know either, but someone in the Discord, I can't remember their name, they said that this is going to be a dogfight. And I have to say, I 100% agree, because we are both in a very shitty place in the standings-wise and form-wise. Even though they're doing a little bit better, but, like, still, they're not doing as good. And they're in that place. But, dude, I think it's going to be a decent game. We may not like it. We may like it. We may not like it. It could go both ways because we're both very shitty teams as of right now. And it could go both ways. I think it's going to be a good game. We may or may not like the result. It just depends. I think it'll be entertaining, but I think we're still going to feel shitty in the end.
Yeah, I think it'll be entertaining, like, regardless. I mean, it's an El Tráfico. It's hard not to get hyped for these games. But I've been looking on Twitter, and I've not seen a lot of movement. I've not seen the shit talking from us, and I feel like that's warranted because we have no shit to talk this time around, too. I
can't think of anything.
Last time when we had met in August, we were still in decent form, and we were in this position where this LAFC game has big, big playoff implications. And I don't know. I think we're going to need to get a result. I don't care how we get the result. I don't care if Greg were to throw a 5 in the back or a 3 at the back or do something completely radical and change, because now I'm expecting change from Greg. He's put out consistently the same lineups, more or less, with the weird inclusion of Vasquez at striker. I don't like that. I've been on trial and I've been on tape here saying I don't like the inclusion of Vasquez as a striker. I do like the inclusion of him, but I like him in a more of a creative role. And I sort of want to go and talk about, what do you think this lineup's going to look like for this game? Because we've thrown everyone we can in different positions and what we've done. Who do you think will get the start at the back for us, Tim?
I think Hamilainen gets the start.
Hamilainen gets the start. That's fair. I liked his performance, though, last night. He was one of the brighter spots.
He was. My two center backs, I'm hoping Depew starts. I don't want Sega to start, but I think he is going to start.
Do you think Depew gets a start?
Yes.
Do you?
Because I don't think Vanny's a big on stairs. Oh wait, because I don't know the status on Williams as of right now.
No, I don't think he'll get the start, and I don't think he's available. So yeah, no. I don't know. I mean, because here's the thing: we bitch about Stares, and then we get Depew, and then we lose, and then we're like, okay, where's Stares? And it's the center back roulette that I feel like we've had this conundrum all season. We can't find a consistent back four, and we sort of get left hung out to dry. It's the constant back passes. It's the possession. It's like we have the ball, but we choose not to make anything of our chances. And okay, so I'm thinking maybe we get Nico. We get Nico at left back. Any combination of Stares, Depew, or Sega, or whatever, and then Araujo. Do you think Lejet gets to start for this game in the midfield? Or do you think we deploy Efra?
I don't know. I hope we deploy Efra. Honestly, I like Efra on the wing, though.
I do like Efra on the wing too.
He's really good on the wing.
Yeah,
really good with Julian.
When I had mentioned Granister not starting, I completely forgot that we had shifted him off to the left. But I think Granister needs to start this game as well. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty unanimous. But let's get into the striker situation. I feel like, do we give Dejan the start?
Yes.
Knowing that he scored in the last El Trafico? Okay. So we'll have Dejan. And then let's talk about our main guy. My guy, at least. My guy that I've hoped that, you know, catches fire. Let's talk about good old Kevin Cabral. Kevin.
Not everyone's on the Cabral train anymore, man. I'm slowly falling off of it.
And the thing is, Timmy, I'm pissed. I'm keeping it very, like, professional and very sort of clean today because, you know, we both have to take the role for count because he's obviously not here today. So I can't really get as mad as I'd like to. I'd like to summon my inner Stephen A, but I just can't find the energy. And after last night's result, I'm honestly at a loss for words. I saw something regarding Vanny, and I saw something on Twitter being like, okay, guys, calm down. We've lost 8 games, but people are confused. And I feel like people are confused because it's the tweet was something to the effect of, we lost 8 games, but we weren't a title contending team anyways. My issue is that that's fine. I understand that this is the rebuild, but 8 winless games,
that's ridiculous,
is unacceptable for a title contender or even for a rebuild. So do we start to ask more questions of Vanny and to become more skeptical of him? Like,
I don't know, man.
Because how do you feel about Vanny? Because I know this is skewed. I know people call for Vanny's head. I think that's outrageous. But I'm honestly starting to get at the point where it's like, shit or get off the pot sort of deal. Like, try something new and don't say the same shit. Don't send the same 3 guys out. Don't send Vasquez, Kleshchen to do your dirty work. I want accountability. And we've still yet to see that from Vanny.
Yeah, he definitely should. He should be holding more people accountable because Kleshchen, he did a beautiful job with saying how it was and like what it is, like as usual. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm not gonna go up to the extent and say Vanny out because that's just crazy,
bro. It's ridiculous. All y'all on Twitter that are calling for Vanny out, relax. And I know, and it's hard for me to say relax at this point, but I feel like we all need to take a slight breath with Vanny. It's just, my concern from Vanny is the lack of accountability. Like, he hasn't came out once, to my knowledge, and said, hey, guys, I got it wrong. He sort of regurgitates the same, oh, yeah, we need to make most of our possessions. Like, I'm tired. He did a few games ago. Okay, well, a few games ago, and we're still 8 winless, and I need
that's
more accountability.
He says a lot of these things that we're supposed to be doing, but we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting ridiculous at this point because, I mean, it's becoming like a big, huge cycle. He says one thing and then they do the opposite and then he says another thing and then he goes back. He just goes back and forth, dude.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Timmy? I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, let's see. So is he can't motivate? Okay. Well, with that question, I mean, I feel like it's a little bit of both, so... For those that are not watching the live component, Count has sent in a great question for us to sort of go back and forth, and he has presented the question to us. So is it, can Greg not motivate the players, or are the players just ass? What do you think, Tim?
I don't think the players are ass because they each have their own individual talent. It's just I don't think they work together. Straight from the stands, brought up a good point. Or someone said this. I don't remember exactly who, but they were like, all of these players are great individually when they play with like their national teams, but when it comes to playing together as a unit, the click is just not there. They just don't understand each other's game, and I don't understand because they've played with each other for the past pretty much this whole entire year, and the fact that we still haven't clicked yet is kind of concerning, you know. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So. Count had sent another question. I don't think Jonah or Seba know how to win the league too about their own interests. And then we go back to this question where it's a contract year for a lot of these guys. And we've already know that Jonah's future in LA is highly, highly questionable. And I think that's the last we'll see of him this year. But I think we need to look at our team and be very brutally honest and need to get these guys out who aren't going to be here next year and fill them with players that will be here and will sort of help carry the charge going forward. Do we think we give younger players like Saldana a chance? Do we dip back into the market come this summer? I mean, I'm just sort of at a loss. I'm very deflated. I generally like to come on this with more energy. It's just so taxing because we see these performances from Jonah time in and time out where we question their performances, and it never really seems to work out for these guys. It hasn't worked out for them for a whole season. So, I mean, I don't know. For fuck's sake. Oh, God. Okay.
Nice.
Nice, right? Okay. Let's
But anyways, like going back to like when you said about the younger players and stuff, I would love to see Saldana come back. A lot of people are like, you know, skeptical about him because he's very basic, I guess. I don't know. The people, they say that he doesn't bring a lot to the table.
But
for a kid for his age, he's very mature on the ball. Even though he makes young kid mistakes like do a stupid foul or like be overly aggressive. I mean, that's normal. Julian was like that when he first was coming out. He was very aggressive. He was a shit talker. That kid loved to talk trash to people.
And the thing is with that is that Julian did have juvenile aspects of his game, but the only way to correct that is to give these guys game time. So now do we look at Jonah, and now do we look at Legette and start giving guys – well, I mean, Effort gets consistent game time, but do we give Saldana more of a chance? Do we give these young guys more of a chance going forward to sort of push the charge? But – we have another talking point. Count said Masa had a great question from Straight from the Stands. Shout out to those boys. We're gonna kind of rip your show a little bit. But he said Masa had a great question from Straight from the Stands. Antuna or Cabral?
Oh, Antuna.
100%. Really? Timmy. 100%. Antuna.
100%.
Antuna. Over.
Let me tell you why. Let me
Cabral.
Tell you why.
Really, really.
Mm-hmm. Because no. Antuna came. He came in. He came in also, I believe, either at 22 or 23 he came into here. I know he was on the younger side. Even though, for God's sake, he couldn't finish a ball either. But
they're both the same, Timmy. But wait.
But Antuna's work ethic, undeniably super fucking good. That kid would hustle up and down the field no matter what.
But
he was a decent defender. And he was okay at attacking, even though his crossing wasn't great. His passes, you know, wouldn't go all the way. But I appreciated his hustle and for him to go the extra mile to get possession back. Cabral, yes, he's very promising. Yes, he's a step ahead of everyone. But he just doesn't have that hustle, that hunger to want to go after the ball. He'll have sparks of it here and there, but, bro, I don't know.
Timmy, okay. But that's the thing, okay? Antuna... he ran like a chicken with his head cut off. Kevin Cabral, I don't know. I feel like I have this thing with Kevin Cabral where I see a lot of similarities in his game where Eden Hazard doesn't have to run 90 minutes. Eden doesn't have to be a hustler and bustler. Eden will get the ball and receive it and then disperse. Mm-hmm. Antuna, I feel like, was just sort of everyone running back and forth. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking sick of this kid. Granted, I'm not discrediting his worry because if you told me that Antuna could come back, oh, I'd fucking take him in a heartbeat because
100%.
We need something to change, right? But I feel like the disparities there between their game is that, yes, Kevin doesn't hustle. But Kevin, I feel like, is good in so many other aspects besides finishing, which is, you know, sort of why we bought him, but we'll ignore that. I feel like his ceiling is a lot higher, and I don't know. I would take Kevin, but that's just me.
Yeah, I just like
Antuna. I mean, you have an affinity for Antuna. But, let's see. I'm trying to think of things we can BS and talk about. Because, dude, to be honest, this is our first time hosting a show, the both of us. This shit is kind of hard. I feel like I think we discount Count's work a little bit. I'd, like, wrote down show notes, but, like, I've already ran through them.
Young Guns are taking over. I like that.
Young Guns are taking over. So let's go back and tell back to this LAFC game and let's talk about the big playoff implications. So if we lose this game, it's looking unlikely that we do find a playoff spot in the numbers that the guys at the Galaxy guy, the numbers that he's sort of drawn up are sort of falling into place. what do we think of us potentially not being able to make playoffs? Do we look at this season as a success, or with our previous streak and our previous success we found out the first half of the season, does it discredit the work we've done? And it obviously discredits the work, but how do we look at the season in a whole if we fail to make playoffs and fall below that red line?
That's a good question, because we all said that we were barely going to make playoffs. Mm-hmm. That was all like our standard goal. So mm-hmm. I guess that, I don't know, to be honest, because like the bar was set really, really low, Mikey, if you don't remember.
No, I mean, dude, I was the first one. I said we're not going to make fucking playoffs this year.
I said we were barely. So for me, this is like a fail, because I said that was my goal. I wanted us to barely make playoffs. And if we lose our first El Tráfico at home, dude, I'm fucking done.
Timmy, what do you do at that point? Who do you point the finger to then? Hypothetically, if we do lose.
Oh, Chris Klein.
You're going straight for Chris.
I'm going straight for the throat.
Really?
Yes. You know
Chris
what?
And DTK.
Not DTK, but mainly okay. Chris Klein, because now that I have more open eyes, I know that Greg Vanney knows how to win. Mm-hmm. He is a tactical genius when he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would like him to initiate, put his foot down, and be like, okay, I'm going to bench these players. And I'm glad he benched Cabral, especially after
that. Yeah, that was a bright spot. Me and Trent being resident Kevin Cabral stands. It hurt, but I mean, it was imminent. Count dropped his thoughts on the season as a whole. He said, based on our original predictions, we're on a growth point still. And that's really important to note, given what our expectations were. And I feel like we've already surpassed our expectations based on that first half. But with our recent run of form, I feel like it's growth, but at what cost? And Count then said, what coach makes a run their first year? Also very true. But the reason why I'm hesitant to say that is because he got what he wanted, and we had mentioned it in the last show, that he still didn't get as much as GBS, but he got what he wanted. He got his defenders, he got his attackers, he got a midfielder. It's just, I think it's more of the system and the two guys playing different types of ball. We have the guys playing GBS ball, and we have guys trying to adopt the new Vanney system. Let's see. Another question from Count. How many hires has Chris Klein had? Okay, so.
The last 5 years, a lot. Going on 6 years, actually.
Count has been very generous to drop us the list here. Anolfo, Siggy, GBS, Vanney, what is the common denominator? Ooh, okay, so he's taking your side with the Klein. I mean, I fucking hate Chris Klein. I was the first one to go on Twitter to be like, yo, fuck Chris Klein. Me and all my homies hate Chris Klein. It's what it is. But the thing is, when is it going to change? Who's going to check Chris Klein? No one. I'm gonna say it firsthand. I don't know who the fuck checks Chris Klein. I don't know that far.
Uncle Phil.
For fuck's sake.
Dude.
Yeah, man. I don't know. This has been a very interesting show, and I'm sort of vibing with the flow of it. If you guys have been listening, thank you for dealing with our sort of impromptu sort of figuring shit out and plugging and chugging. But do you want to get in score predictions for the LAFC game?
Not yet. I still want to talk shit about Chris Klein.
Okay, fucking take the floor, Timmy. Take the floor.
Because there's been a trend of these signings that have been going on ever since Chris Klein took over. I believe, Cal will correct me, I believe it was in 2016. Because I believe 2015, Bruce Arena was still around.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next year, I think that was when like Chris Klein kind of like took over. And I've seen like a bunch of these star DP signings.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them have hit. For example, Giovanni Dos Santos. Great first year when he came here, 2015. 2016.
Don't say that name in this household, baby. Fuck that guy.
He put up numbers, but like the next year we make playoffs, but dude was injured half of the time. Vacationing.
Mm-hmm. Jonas syndrome. Vacation home. It's almost as if it runs in the family.
Mm-hmm. Even though this is also my guy, Steven Gerrard. Dude was injured for most of the season. Ended up pretty much retiring after the season was over. He was great for like a couple of months, but then we never saw of him again.
Timmy, your ass was so quick to get that Gerard juicy dude. I'm not gonna forget that shit ever. I used to rock that shit.
I did. That was your fucking guy. But he was my guy, but I gotta be real, dude. Like a lot of these star signings didn't hit. I mean, was JVD DP too? Jelle Van Damme?
I
think so. I mean, he played like
I don't know. He played like a fucking DP.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of waiting for Count to drop that insight because I couldn't tell you. He has. But,
I mean, I think my favorite Chris Klein DP informant was Zlatan, obviously, because that's freaking Zlatan Ibrahimovic. That's like all-time great player right there. But, like, a lot of those, like, DP signings that were brought in to just bring in shirt sales. And it's, like, opening up my mind up now, like, of course, it'll benefit, like, the money and shit, but, like, on the field, it hasn't been benefiting us in the long run.
I mean, that's sort of been the tell of the tape for the past few years.
Yeah, and another great example, Jonathan. He had one great year, but other than that, it's been a decline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bad, bro.
It's bad, bro. It's really all bad, and to be honest, I've never been more down bad than I am right now. With the Los Angeles Galaxy, I feel like my energy has not been or has been snatched. Also, Count said Jelle was not a DP, but one of our better signings of the past few years. I don't know. I mean, I have my gripe with worse than when we failed with Zlatan?
Exactly. That's.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would almost say so. I would almost say so. I think so. Do you think? Do you think that this is worse than when we failed with Zlatan?
Yeah. I don't know. It was pretty bad, dude.
It was bad, but
because Zlatan was supposed to take us to the homeland, he was supposed to take us to a cup.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just different because that was Zlatan, and we have Chicharito now. So like we set the expectations to say that okay, we may or may not make playoffs, but with Zlatan we were like, yeah, we're gonna make playoffs because he was gonna take us to the homeland, maybe not all the way to a cup, but. I don't think it was as bad.
But the thing is, though, it's like, let's say we do find ourselves in the same position, Timmy. Like, let's say we do barely scrape in the playoffs. Is it going to be the same first round exit to whoever? And then we both have the same sort of season as we did with GBS, where it's like, all right, we got in and we play one game or we play two games and we lose. It's like we're taking a fucking longer way to get to our vacation and start rebuilding. So I'm at this point where it's like, hey, do we just sort of bite the bullet and take these results or just rebuild? Or do we want to push for playoffs? Me personally, I think it's just we're dragging out our way to get to vacation. I didn't predict playoffs. I don't want to see this Galaxy. I do want to see this Galaxy team play playoffs. But a part of me is like, it's what are we going to achieve? What are we going to achieve? We're going to go play a top seed in the West and we're going to get fucking bounced. We can't do it against fucking Austin. And we can't do it against Real Salt Lake, dude.
How
we're gonna get
it against Kansas City.
How are we gonna do it against Kansas City? Colorado. It's gonna, dude. Rui Diaz would fucking tear us a new one, dog.
He would,
and he wouldn't even have to try, dog. He would smile and score five and be like, "Okay, light work for the Galaxy. Done. Move on." And then we're gonna get pissed, and then we're gonna go back. Conference final or bust.
Shit, I wish I could say that with confidence, dude.
No.
It's been a while since I've been able to set that.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, dude. I mean, it would be great. Yeah, cool playoffs, but would it be worth it to go all the way and get fucking
Keep it, dog. I'm fine. Count also said, dropped a quote from Cheech that he dropped ahead of the LAFC game. Quote, "I believe in this club. Chicharito backs LA Galaxy ahead of massive LAFC clash." So hopefully Cheech is sort of embodying that role of, hey guys, let's light a fire under us and let's sort of try and get a result. But that's been my issue too. I feel like we don't have a locker room guy. We don't have a guy that's willing to go out there and light a fire under anyone's ass. And Count dropped the follow-up to that. "We are still finding our form. We are finding rhythm. We need to still complete the final action a few more times. If we can keep performing like we did tonight, this is going to turn." That comes in from Coach Greg Vanney. Dude, I don't want to fucking talk about that bullshit. He says it every game.
He does.
He says it every fucking game. Said we said it.
Yeah.
We just we're not fucking stupid.
Foot in front.
Dude, we're not fucking stupid, Greg. Exactly. I want to see execution. I want to see it in the results. Yeah, I'm kind of over Greg, but not to the point where we take him out. But anyways, let's try and wrap up this podcast and let's get into our score predictions with.
Check out what Count said. Whoa.
Ooh.
You saw that?
We're going to get into that. So let's get into these score predictions. What do we think this result is going to be against LAFC, Timmy?
I'm going to say another 3-3 tie.
Another 3-3 tie.
It's
okay.
Going to be a high-scoring traffic goal again.
Goals from who?
Goals from – depends on the start. I'm going to say a goal from Granser and the other two from Chicharito.
Oh, a brace for Cheech. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to get into my score predictions. I think the Galaxy play out a draw, and I think this is the first point we'll be getting in a long time. I think it'll be a 1-1. I think we'll get a goal from – dude, I don't know. Legit, if he gets included. You know what? Actually, no. Scratch that. I think I think Granser will get a goal, and I think we'll play out a 1-1 draw. And let's get into count. He's dropped his score predictions. He predicts that the Los Angeles Galaxy – listen in, folks, the Los Angeles Galaxy, who haven't got a result or a win in 8 games, he predicts that we thrash LAFC 3-0.
3-0.
Don't ruin my weekend, as our boy C-San would say. Don't ruin our fucking weekend.
I ain't getting my hopes that high.
I don't fucking know, dog. I don't know. I mean, I think that'd be great. I just don't think it's realistic. But if we do not get a result from this game, our chances of getting into playoffs does look quite slim. I don't want to think about it. I want to get out of here, Timmy. What are we thinking? Want to get out of here? Any final words?
Yes. No, that's it. I said what I needed to say.
Chris, any final words for Count in the chat? We'll give him a second. I don't have any final thoughts. I'm fucking deflated. I'm tired. I'm upset. I want change. I want execution. And someone please do it. Okay. Okay, I'll run that. Okay, for sure. All right, guys. Well, this has been another episode of the G30 Podcast. If you've listened this far into the episode, you can come check us out on Instagram, Twitter, wherever you can find your podcast at the G30 Podcast. And if you want to come check me out on my socials, you can do so at CFC Michael. If you want to come check out Count, you can come do that on Twitter at CountShock786. Let them know where they can find you, Timmy.
You can find me here on Twitter with my ads right there. And you can also find my personal Instagram at SpicyTaco. And you can keep up with us and the G30 crew at G30 Podcast on everything.
Fuck yeah. Let's get out of here, boys. This has been a very interesting episode. We'll see.
Also, Rock Count, thank you for reminding me, Count. But I also have a debate against an LAFC fan today. Later on at 7:20, I will be going up. So I'm expecting everyone to be there supporting me, because I'm going to go up on that dude again. I'm taking another W.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, I don't know if I'll get host duties again. This was fucking interesting.
We needed this.
Let's get on out of here. I'm going to Stephen A. Smith it. Let's have a good one, boys. Let's get out of here.